We did our 52nd show last week, so starting a new year this Saturday, and we're expanding to 2 hours, which hopefully we'll get more people to call in. We always have the problem of when people call, nobody calls till the first call comes in. That always is late in the show, and then the floodgates open, and then we don't have time to get them. So,
well, for those that aren't familiar with the program here, as you know, some folks maybe new to the area, or they don't get a chance to listen on Saturdays for whatever reason. What is In the Right Mind?
It's basically a look at local news. There's plenty of national programs that talk about national events, but so much happens here in the UP and in Michigan. So I wanted to use that same format of the national talk shows, but talking about local issues like County Road 595 or the wolf hunt in Michigan and things that affect us here in the UP. So, and I try to give it a... I mean, I come from the right side of the aisle, but I tried to give it a more humorous twist, too. I do a little rant, write a parody song each week, do a limerick, and then open the lines for phones.
Yeah, that's something that I know you do. You have you've been doing music for a while. In fact, you're involved in some jingle competitions I saw a while back. Little bit of success with that, too.
It's always been a hobby. Some would say I think it's a blessing. Some would say it's a curse. Stuff pops into, you know, things pop into my head. Then I, you know, the way I purge it is to write a song about it. So, and I'd never had an avenue before to actually get them exposed to the public. And some people probably wish that never happened. But, you know, I think they're kind of humorous. If you're the target of the humor, I could see you may not see it as funny.
But it is, you know, it is a parody. You're doing parody of public figures, doing parody of things in the news and things like that, and that's not always easy to do either, is it?
No, I gotta say the hardest part of all of this is picking the song that's going to be used. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it happens or how it happens, but once it pops in my head, I mean, the song is usually written probably in 15-20 minutes, but picking the song that's going to be used sometimes takes days.
Did you ever watch guys like Mark Russell or other people that did the same thing? They did political parodies that are songs that definitely made fun of things in Washington and things along those lines. Was that maybe where some of the ideas came from for you at one point?
Actually, I've been exposed to some of that, but the Capitol steps, I mean, yeah. Growing up, I saw some of that stuff. But for the most part, I've always had, what I think is a rather sarcastic and good sense of humor. Some would disagree, but I always go for the laugh.
I'll whether go for I should the sarcastic in there somewhere. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The sense of humor is always, you know, an independently judged thing. Yes. For everybody, you know. So, but the show is a call-in show, which is a little bit different from like what we do here on the morning show and whatnot. That you do encourage people to call in, and if they disagree with you in particular, to call in because you want to have a conversation about it. And that's maybe even something that's missing currently in politics.
I think so. I mean, we've gotten to the point in our society where if somebody disagrees with you, I mean, they're your enemy. And I keep saying within the political circles I run in and the other friends, just even having coffee with friends on, you know, in the morning. If you disagree, they're automatically your enemy, and that's not the way it's supposed to be. We should be able to disagree and still be friends, respect the other opinion as long as the opinion makes sense. I mean, I tell people I'm only right 95% of the time. So, but when you do call in, as long as you have a good reason for believing what you do, I respect that. And I think if you listen to the show, you'll find that I'm very respectful to people who have the opposite opinion, as long as it's a well-thought-out opinion.
So the hours are what now? It's changing a little bit, isn't it?
Yes, from 9 till 11. We've been from 10 to 11 on Saturday mornings. 9 to 11, hopefully we'll get a chance. Some of our topics, we've had guests that took up the whole show, so some shows we didn't have time for the guests, for people to call in. Mm-hmm. And everybody has an opinion. If you go to McDonald's or Hardee's and you listen to conversations while you're in line, everybody's talking about this stuff. And I just thought it would be great to give them a voice, and hopefully a little longer time gets more people calling in.